handle the truth. Truth.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels' feet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Well, we're back. This is Ralph Kermit Winterroad II coming live out of Alaska with the Ralph Winterroad Show. And we're going to get to how does the state of Texas legislate for citizens of the United States. They have no constitutional authority to do any of this. The legislation against the character of somebody as a citizen of the United States in the 13th, 14th, 15th, all those are prohibitions from Congress looking down to the little children, the several states, and the state law and state actors. The state of Texas has no authority to do it. Congress can't legislate for citizens of the United States. I'm going to tell you how they do that before we get through today. Us and the several states. It's a big con. My people die for a lack of knowledge. Jose. Bible. I'm trying to get evidence out to people so you have the real evidence to back it up. You can read it yourself. Do not believe anything I say. Look for the documents. They ought to call me Father Ralph. I take confessions from the government. I have loose lips. So what I've learned in the confession, I cannot keep. I'm going to spread it far and wide. This country has been overthrown. And you and I did it. Unknowingly, but we did it. Are we ever going to get it all back? No. But we've got to fight. We have a duty to fight. To fight the devil, Satan, to fight the liars, to fight the people that are stealing stuff, the evil that's going on in this world. We have a duty to fight until our battle is over. Let's take this logic that I just did here. We have in the Alaska Rules of Court, civil, you can find it on the internet, I'm sure, too. Rule 93, legal effect of rule, statute. So anytime the legislature down in Alaska, down in Juneau, makes what's called, I suppose, a statute, which they don't. Let's call it a statute of the state of Alaska. If there's any rule of court, that's already existing, that part is automatically superseded. It's overturned. It's void. So the rule, who is superior? The rule of court made by five justices sitting down there that have no constitutional authority of anything. I got all the evidence up to about 2 years ago. Every judge, all of the borough, and I just gave up. I mean, how many times do I need it? I've got it from the state of Alaska. We don't do civil commissions. The only way they can get there is by civil commission, Article 4, and by statute. It says so. They have to have it. They say, we don't got it. Well, who the hell are you? The governor sends him a letter, says, thanks for accepting the appointment. But you're the dude that's supposed to be appointing him, not congratulating him. They call them letters of appointment. Anybody ever read this stuff? Most of them ain't even signed. They don't even have a letterhead, a lot of them, the earlier ones don't. So now we have, if we have the rule of law in Alaska, we have five justices that from the Alaska bar is making the rules of court. And the legislature can only play in the sand in Juneau as long as they don't cross one of those rules of court. And then we have another rule of court, which happens to follow 94, that says we can relax the rules if we feel like it. So where's the rule of law? Where's the rule of rules? It doesn't exist. Five people that have no authority are making rules of court. The legislature plays in the sandbox and has to be within the rules. And then when you go to court, they can relax the rules. The Trump statutes. What is that a definition of? That's a star chamber, folks. It's an inquisition. What is an inquisition? Adversarial. They used to call them cruel trilemma back in England. By some hook or crook, they will get you to admit to what they want. That's what they do. They'll get you to admit it. Most people think it's over 90% are in jail because they don't learn to shut their trap. There's a video on the internet about an attorney and a guy that, a state trooper, I think is out of Massachusetts or someplace, that never talk to anybody. Shut the hell up. You think you're going to talk your way out of something? Not going to happen. That's the first part at the trilemma. You have to confess to the crime. Now, how do they accomplish that in the reduced to judgment? Or let's take the books and records first. Cases in United States District Courts, by the way, that are based on the territory of Hawaii. And I'm off time. I'll get to that. But how do they get on books and records with the IRS? IRS never shows up in books and records. The Supreme Court says it's an inquisition. I want to see your books and records. How do they get the confession? What they do, they take a public record. Notice the federal tax liens, which are, by the way, under United States of America, not United States. But let's just, they take a public record, any public record. And the IRS agent, without exception, will always put in a declaration under 28 U.S.C. 1746. They never do. Feds never, never, never do real affidavits with a state seal. It's always a declaration. They will put in a declaration with a public record. So then how do we lose? How do they get that confession? John Thornton's case up there in Minnesota was where we actually got the attorney general, not the attorney of the attorney for the U.S. of A, actually the U.S., and the magistrate, the first one I'd ever seen, because I read a lot of these things, and I hadn't read it to the beginning. When there is a declaration with a public record put into the court, into these type of courts, if you do not immediately file an affidavit rebutting each and every item that they claim is a fact, it is admitted as true They don't need any testimony down the road. And they elevate it to the highest level of clear and convincing evidence in a civil case with no sworn testimony because they hoodwinked us. That's how they get the confession. And mostly, usually, they will force you to have depositions. That is an inquisition because you can't ask the IRS agent. You got to go meet with them. They ask you questions, but they won't answer questions. That's called an inquisition. And you have to do it under the penalties of perjury. That's the second part of a trilemma. That's how they get us to step out of our character as a citizen of Texas, because under the penalties of perjury, that what I'm saying is true and correct. And I can't ask you any questions. We're not in court, so it's not an adversarial hearing. It's an inquisition. They used the depositions against us. That's what they did to John Thornton. That's what they've done to other people in Minnesota. They used those against you because it's done under the penalties of perjury. And then the third part of a trilemma is, well, we're going to hold you in contempt if we don't give us the answers that we want, or it puts you in jail. We're seeing that right now with Manford up in D.C. and Corsi. Mueller's trying to get him to lie. And he said, if you don't do it, we're going to prosecute you. Because if you won't lie, we're going to prosecute you. You're watching an inquisition in right in front of our eyes, but people don't know what they're seeing. You are going to lie for us, or we're going to put you in jail. You won't hear anybody else talking about it this way, and I can prove this stuff. We got it in the first one that I got it out in evidence is in Thornton's case. He said, and they even told him that their horse had already, or whatever, had already sailed. That ship had already sailed was the word they used in Thornton's case. If you do not, in the first instance, rebut by affidavit everything they say in the declaration, you lose. And they will never tell you why you've lost, and you file motions, and they'll go all through all this nonsense, and then all of a sudden you lose, and you say, well, what the hell? I've got all these things that are true and correct. And then Thornton's case, Judge Nelson, she said, oh, well, that's clear and convincing evidence. Clear and convincing evidence without not one scintilla when she made that ruling of any sworn testimony in that court. That's how they pull it off. I could prove it. I got him to, with the help of Thornton filing this stuff, they got it. We got it in evidence under the signature of the kangaroo U.S. attorney. He told us, if you don't do this, you lose, you dumb shits. He's right. How are we supposed to know this? Because these are not constitutional courts. The other thing we found out, and found this out in this other case where we actually won on a reduced to judgment, and it had been in Thornton's case, I just missed it. It's hard to miss these things. They're easy to miss these things. Got to read stuff very, very carefully. They always put in jurisdiction. And we file in, this court lacks subject matter jurisdiction. And they'll file in 1331, 1340, and 1345. There's nothing wrong with those statutes. You can't attack them for subject matter jurisdiction because it says we're going to use the Constitution, laws, and all that. That's why we lose. Because we don't understand what is called a facial attack or a facial challenge. But we're not challenging 1331, 1334, 45, and 40, and all that, or whatever it is. So what are we missing? Wised up in this case where we won the reduced to judgment. We're challenging the authority of 28 U.S.C. 132. This court does not have what's called the judicial power of the United States to adjudicate those subject matter jurisdiction. This court is phony. You have to attack the statute of the court. because the United States District Court, it says so, does not use judicial power of the United States. It says so. It says it uses judicial power of a district court. What's that mean? May be exercised by a single person. That's the definition of an inquisitor. I am in charge. Confess your sins. You're in an inquisition. And it comes out of the territory of Hawaii. It says so right in the revisor's notes. And the revisor notes are used as evidence. And I have the books, of which there are very few in existence, public record books, to prove it. So United States District Courts are exercising the judicial power of a district court, not the judicial power of the United States under Article 3, Sections 1 and 2. Does the district court have a constitution? No. And it goes above that ahead. At the beginning of it, it can be by rule, order, or something else in 132. What happened to all the cases and controversies and all that? It says in Article 3. Oh, we don't use that. We're back to order, rule, or whatever nonsense. We just make it up as we go. They're telling us what they're doing if we learn to read. It's right there. This is what this information that was filed into this case that got the foreclosure thing done. That's part of what is the court doesn't exist. We're not facially attacking 1331 and all that other. No. Because they're saying, well, that statute doesn't have any application to anybody. No, it does. I can cite the Constitution, but if I don't have the authority as a judge or a court to adjudicate it, that's what needs to be attacked. So the people that are putting in lack of subject matter jurisdiction, we have not understood how to attack lack of subject matter jurisdiction. Look for the word facial in any briefs where it's denied and see if that's not what they're doing to you. So that was done. But back to the good question again, how does Texas or all these other states legislate for a citizen of the United States? Well, I was researching this out because our status is so important. And when I was thinking about the Bible and I was thinking about Esau that sold his birthright for some lentil beads and porridge, lost all of his property and his heritage, lineage, and the Creator actually hated him for, I think it's in Romans, for doing that. We are in the same position in this country. Except you can't sell it out permanently. And that's in Rappert's case. When the first time I hit that was they say, well, he's trying to expatriate in Minnesota. By the way, his case, we're going to be filing a writ of habeas. We went up to the appellate court, the Court of Appeals. Then the state of Minnesota never filed. We went up to the, and they ruled against Rappert. Then we went up to the Supreme Court. And the state of Minnesota never ruled again. They didn't participate. They just left it to the court to figure it out. The Supreme Court of Minnesota said, we're not going to hear it. So now there's a probation officer saying, come on down and we'll talk about going to jail for 50 days. So we've got to get rid of habeas corpus that's subjunctive him and or into the Federal Court of Claims done expeditiously to try to stop these guys. They won't touch it. You got to get them something into the appellate courts and expose them. So that's on the agenda if something's got to be happening next week. So anyways, back to what I was talking about. How does the state of Texas pull this off or any state? Well, it's very interesting. They're good at this stuff. I mean, you gotta give them credit when these people are good at stuff. I mean, that's just the devil. Lucifer he's a smart old dude. Back in a minute. Thank you.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Okay, well, we're back here. And one of the first things we challenged in this case up there that got dismissed with prejudice is district court means. This is found in Wells versus United States 214 F2D 380, Fifth Circuit, 1954. It's 214 F2D 380. And it says the term district courts means only those courts which are created under Article 3 of the Constitution. And it says, and which are constituted, not ordained and thing, and Chapter 5. That's another con. But it cites Mookie, M-O-O-K-I-N-I, M-O-O-K-I-N-I versus United States. That's 303 U.S. 201, 303 U.S. 201, 1938. The term. Now, this is not the term. District courts of the United States. It describes the constitutional courts created under Article 3 of the Constitution. Courts of the territories are legislative courts, properly speaking, and are not district courts of the United States. We have often held that vesting territorial courts with a jurisdiction similar to that vested in the district courts of the United States does not make it a district court of the United States. And they got a whole ton of Supreme Court cases after. So that's the first thing. District Court of the United States obviously cannot be based on the territory of Hawaii, called the judicial power of a district court. Here's a Supreme Court case with holdings. It's just done deal. Okay? So that's one thing. We know that the United States District Court is a kangaroo court. Now we get into the section here when we go down here. What you will find usually in most of these cases, that's they'll use on behalf of the United States or something in these IRS cases. Behalf of means you are not a party to the action. You benefit from it, but you're not a party. And I've got a whole module on that by Supreme Court cases and stuff. An official attack is where you're going after some statute. We do not attack 1331, 1340, or 1345. Don't do that. That's saying they got constitutional authority. Yeah, I don't think. Yeah, we're under the laws of the United States. Great, but do you, as a court, have that authority? No, they do not. Don't have that authority. So let me get down to the part here. I was looking in this brief here, and it comes under section. It's 107 statute, STAT 77-109. This was passed in 1993. This is a killer. This really puts these guys in a big bind. This act may be cited as the National Voter Registration Act of 1993. Findings. Don't you just love when they find something? The Congress finds that the right of citizens of the United States to vote is a fundamental right. Okay, I don't have a problem with that. What's a fundamental right? Doesn't involve the elected franchise or that. But it's only if you're a citizen of the United States, but then it goes down a little farther. And this is what took me. I had to get a hold of Westlaw to get this, to find it backed up, because this is one of the things when they're hiding stuff. First of all, the term state means state of the United States and the District of Columbia. Well, obviously, then, if only citizens of the United States can vote in Texas, how do you ever get anybody that's a citizen of Texas into a public office? You can't. Because it says state means state of the United States. State of the United States means it's like a municipal entity, municipal corporation under the United States. And they got it tied together with the District of Columbia, where Congress has plenary power. So it means that this state has plenary power. How do they do that? How could Congress have plenary power in the state of Texas? Oh, that's right. I forgot about the Buck Act. See, they did the 1939 Public Salary Act, where the state guys and the federal says, hey, we'll tax you and you tax us. But then they did the Buck Act in 1940, and they said, oh, by the way, we're going to redefine state, but let's put everybody in what we call a federal area. So the people that are in Texas are deemed, that's their word, you're deemed to be in a territorial, anything in the outside territorial boundaries of Texas, you are deemed to be in a federal area. Just like forts, arsenals, and needful buildings in the Constitution. Oh, you're deemed to be there. You're not there, but you're deemed because you signed up to be a citizen of the United States. We suckered you in under the penalties of perjury to vote. Because we don't want you to vote as a citizen of Texas. We want you to vote in the character of a citizen of the United States. And this 1993 locks it down. But it gets better. Because you see, in this, the National Voter Registration Act is only for a federal office. That's in Section 3 on this. It says the federal office has the meaning stated in Section 301(3) of the Federal Election Campaign Act of 1971, 2 U.S.C. 431, number 3. So how in the hell do I find all that? Because I go to it, and that's all been changed. So, back in a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, well, we're back here. And if you do a lot of research, you will find out what these guys do. If they will get around, they'll put a statute over here and define something. They'll put another statute over here, and then they'll reference back to that statute. But then what you do, what they will do is the other statute, they will say, oh, this one been changed, the first one. And then they'll put it someplace else, and then you lose the link of where the original statute was. Where it's where this whole thing started. They just leave that part out and down there in the bottom when they put the credits. They play it. That's an interesting game these guys play. But that's all right. I've been doing this long enough. So I found the original statute, and it was done in 1990. It says the term federal officer means the office of the president, vice president, senator, representative, in or delegate or resident commissioner to the Congress. Well, first of all, you can't have commissioners to Congress in the same thing with the president, vice president, and all that other. But that's another side. But the federal offices is only limited to the president, vice president, and the senators and representatives. Then those are not the constitutional ones, but we'll leave that out right now. So federal office, that's it. Now, this started in 1990. So where did they end up today with it? Well, it's in 52 U.S.C. 30101. 52 U.S.C. 30101, and it's number 3. The term federal office means the same thing. Office of the president, vice president, senator, representative, blah, blah. But you won't find the source in the credits. So I had to get a hold of Westlaw to track, because I want to have the statutes. I want to have the real evidence of this nonsense. But that's where it's codified today. So now we go to the Voter Registration Act. of 1993, because see, they've moved that. It used to be in the 1473 areas or 1973 areas, 42 USC 1973. They move this stuff around, and if you haven't done this for a while, it's hard to figure it out. But anyway, so I know how to do it. So here it is today, 4052 USC 20502. Number two, the term federal office has the meaning stated in section 30101, number three. So they've linked this codified statute to another one, which I just read, which says it's only for the federal folks, president and vice president. The election, and it has the term state here, state of the United States and District of Columbia. But see, we don't put it in the same thing to say, oh, this is only for federal folks. So how can you have an election? All the elections, all the states, you go in, you'll search on the National Voter Registration Act. It's there in the statutes. They've all adopted it. It's only for federal office. The president, vice president, and Congress, and the delegates in D.C. Well, that's going to make it really hard to get a public officer for the state of Texas or for Texas down there, ain't it? There's no elections for any of the public officers in the several states. So I said, okay, I started researching this out, backtracking it out, and bingo, just immediately here pops up. I love when these guys do the research for me. That's the validity, construction, and application of the National Voter Registration Act. I found it down in the notes in Westlaw. And it's 185 ALR. This is the American Law Reports, Fed 155, originally published in 2003. This is one heck of a read. They're using 42 USC 1973 and all that, but that's fine. But they go on in here to cite what I had figured out. But see, I like when these guys give me the research. See, they say the research here is out of 2 USC, section 431, number 3. Okay, so I found that finally. So I go in and I do that, and that's fine. But you know what's interesting? You go look at this. They talk about that this election is only for, let me find that here, for federal office. Well, I said, thank you. That works for me. Why am I not seeing it here? I missed something here. I got it the wrong thing here. So anyway, in this, they talk about it, and they get around, and they cite the cases that they're relying upon. That's even better yet. But do you know what's missing? Cruikshank and the Slaughterhouse cases are not there. They leave them out. This is what they do. Now, it gets better in this thing. Because when they do, this is the thing, is National Voter Registration Act applies only to the elections for federal office. The courts have thus held that the National Voter Registration Act has no application with respect to state elections. And they got a whole section on it, giving us the cases. Thank you for doing my research for me. Love yous. And they even get better yet. Because when you get down here to the section on, let me find the word here, entitled. They get around and they admit that it has nothing to do with who's entitled. It says here, state officers and officials under such authority have been found to not be entitled. Oh, no, that's not the right one. They admit this with a court case. It says here, they're talking about the Acorn case. This is one that old Obama is involved with, and they give some other cases. The court emphasized the National Voter Registration Act does not establish who is entitled to vote, but rather establishes the method which the otherwise qualified voter must follow to exercise that right. Okay, so when I go up to the building to vote in Texas, I can't have somebody out there saying, hey, you're black, you can't come in. Hey, you're brown, you can't come in. Hey, you're white, you can't come in. Hey, you're a Christian, you can't come in. Whatevers. But when I get inside that building, who is entitled to cast the right of suffrage and the elective franchise? Only the citizens of the several states. And that's been held over and over again. Do you see the con? Because it says a citizen of the United States has no elective franchise, has no right of suffrage. So how does a state make a group of people, if you will, that are claiming to be citizens of the United States? When we have done that, we have knowingly and willingly, supposedly, say, I want to be under on Congress's plantation power in a, quote, federal area. The Buck Act. That's how they did it. And this case comes right out and said that when you are voting that way, that's nothing to do with state elections. And they say, well, you could have special state elections. Do they have two elections when you go in there and say, oh, by the way, here over here is the federal side, and now you can vote over here is the state side? I apply a little bit of logic. How in the holy hecky H-E-double-L did we ever elect a president and vice president before they passed this act? Are all the other presidents and vice presidents illegal? And of course not. Does it add up logically? This is how they overthrew it. They get around and they based on our ignorance. And if you want to vote, if you go in there and sign up and say, I'm not a citizen of the United States. Now, I've done this in Alaska. I did it right in their face. With the public record saying I'm a citizen of Alaska. And they took it. I even done it on the driver's license. Our driver's license, with one step removed, goes directly to the National Voter Registration Act. You know what also is in the National Voter Registration Act? The motor voter thing. Oh, when you sign up for this, you get around and your register, your vehicle stuff, that's all tied together. Isn't that special? Because, you see, we don't own our cars. A citizen of the United States has no right to own anything. Because that's under the plenary power of Congress. It says, you dumb, stupid slave, don't you know any better? Did anybody tell you about that? Nope. You can go over to Wasilla Chevrolet and ask for the attorney in fact contract. It says right there in one page, I give away all right, title, and interest. And it's notarized before that new car is ever driven off the lot in Wasilla Chevrolet. We don't have a right to own anything. Congress controls us. Don't you just love having Schumer and all those idiots? Now we got the Mad Maxine and Pelosi and all these people. We're under their plenary power as though we were in the District of Columbia and Territorial Possessions. These states cannot legislate for you as a citizen of the United States. They're doing it. Every one of them. I think Florida or one or two does citizen of the United States of America, but that's only a constitutional status. You have to be domiciled, be a citizen of Florida before you can exercise the elective franchise, because a citizen of the United States of America doesn't have any elective franchise either. That's just how you come into this country, because our country was found under the Articles of Confederation, United States of America. Everybody naturalized comes in as a citizen of the United States of America. That's what makes this nonsense of these babies come in here, they're a citizen of the United States. That doesn't give you nothing. It gives you civil rights, but you have no political rights. It's a con. And one thing I have noticed, I looked also in the when the Sessions, when he was in, which is my personal thing, and he's worthless as tits on a boar. He did a lot of sub stuff on child pornography and all that, but he didn't protect Trump. But anyway, I looked in a case where they filed in against the state of California that is a sanctuary state. And guess what? They define California as a, quote, state of the United States. Not one of the several states, a state of the United States. So it's a municipal entity, like a city sitting in one of the several states or in a county. It sits underneath something. It is not sovereign with a limited delegation of power. Totally different things. As foreign as France is from our country. How are all of these states getting away with this? There are no public officers in any of the several states. No, they don't exist because there's no elections for them. That's why I can say they don't exist. A citizen of the United States was the first Civil Rights Act in 14 Stat 27, 1866, before the 14th Amendment, to give blacks the same rights as white citizens. It says so. It's codified today in 14 U.S.C. Look it up, 1991, 1992, 1998. 42 United States Code, 1991, 1992, and 1988, which goes back to the 1878 revised statutes. Look it up. Doesn't that sound a little racist? Hey, y'all there that are black, you have the same rights as a white citizen? That sounds a little discriminatory to me. Then they put it in the 14th. What they don't tell you is that 1870, they get around and said, oh, by the way, you know that nonsense about the blacks have the same rights as white citizens, or you can have the same rights as white citizens? In 1870, you know, well, we're going to get around naturalized. You can be naturalized now, and you're equal in all respects. But we're not going to tell anybody about that part, because you're on a need to know, and you really don't need to know. That's the source of the 42 U.S.C. 1983 lawsuits, by the way, too, in 1870. Now, it's the same statute, but it happened in 1870. Boy, we have been lied to. Big time. And then they go on to say in this article by the American Law Report, guess what? The 10th Amendment has not been violated. The 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment do not violate the 10th Amendment. You know why? Who are the parties in the 10th Amendment? The states? And we the people, which are called citizens of the several states. That's in the Privileges and Immunities Clause. There's only two parties in the Constitution of the United States. The several states and we the people, which are called citizens of the several states. So it says that the 13th or the 14th, those amendments trump or have no application to the 10th Amendment. Is that not a logical wake-up call? If those amendments in the 13th, 14th, and 15th aren't tied in and make the 10th Amendment valid, does that not tell you that they've created something outside of the Constitution of the United States? Duh. I didn't know that the 10th Amendment had been overruled, did you? No, it hasn't. Congress created a ruse, a con. A character of the citizens of the United States, and if they get us to sign up for it, which we do willingly, I've been to meetings up here quite a few years ago when I used to go and think the legislatures were going to do something, and I started bringing up that citizens of the United States, and there's people in there that'll fight you. I'm a citizen of the United States. Really? They have no idea what they're talking about. They don't need to. That's why the 13th and 14th Amendment and the 10th Amendment are not talking about the same thing. And they got this court case cited in here where they cite that. Was that a wake-up call or what? If the Constitution of the United States has two parties called we the people and the several states, and then we go back to the 17th Amendment, as soon as the 17th Amendment passed and the several states had no standing, they're one of the two parties, all of a sudden, the United States is no longer the real party of interest. And every federal court, from the District Court of the United States to where they use the United States District Court, first it started in 1913 and then 1948. Every case without exception will always be United States of America. You will never see a case United States on the IRS stuff. They won't. They've reverted back to United States of America, which now we're going to find out because we got these admissions and interrogatories and stuff in. What is the relationship between United States and United States of America? These cases, always a plaintiff is United States of America. Next thing you know, it's on behalf of or by and through the United States. Back in a minute.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just telling you, what a great product you have. I could use this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. Me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Okay, well, we're back here, and this is right in this. If you haven't seen this, if you send me an email at irs@alaskaminuteman.com, I'll send you this thing. It's a hell of a read. It says right here, 10th Amendment provides no protection for South Carolina because of the powers granted to Congress under the provisions of the 14th and 15th Amendments to the, and they call it United States Constitution. By the way, anytime you're not talking about the real one, they always use United States Constitution. It's a compounding of nouns used as an adjective is what it's called. Instead of Constitution of the United States, they use United States Constitution. These guys know the difference, by the way. Since the, let's read more. The Constitution specifically delegates to Congress the power to regulate federal elections, and they have a section on it. The National Voter Registration Act is limited to federal elections, and the court reasoned. Now, reason, that's a nice word. The 10th Amendment is inapplicable by its own terms. Not having any application. Likewise, the court continued, Congress's power under the 14th are not limited by the 10th Amendment. What the heck? How can that be? Because a citizen of the United States is not mentioned in the 10th Amendment. They made it up. It's a statutory creation. 10th Amendment is only limited to the citizens of the several states and the several states. All anything that's not granted is reserved to them. Don't say one damn thing about it's like a corporate entity. We can get around and create a corporate entity called the Citizens of the United States. Yeah, I'll sign up. Yeah. They don't have anything to do with the 10th Amendment. They're telling us so right here. And they cite a case. Cordon, C-O-N-D-O-N versus Reno. C-O-N-D-O-N versus Reno. 913 F sup 946. 913 F period S-U-P-P period 946. This... They're telling us what they're doing right here. If you know what you're looking at. How can we have elections and not have any public officers of any of the several states? Because you and I sold our republic out. We don't want to be there because we don't know any better. This is why your status is so important. I got to get that updated this week. I keep saying this, but I got to have just one thing pushing after another. But I got to get that done because it is self-authenticating under Evidence Rule 901, Number 7. And they can't claim you're a citizen of the United States. 18 U.S.C. 911. That's a felony. They have no evidence. If you don't volunteer, they got nothing because it doesn't exist. They can't make you the president of some company or a stockholder in some company if you don't want to be there. United States of America is a sovereign body politic. I have 110 cases in the public record. They do not want that out. I guarantee you. There is no counsel for the United States of America in these lower courts. I started to say down in Mississippi, this criminal went to the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals and as United States, and the attorney showed up as a counsel for United States. The same case and was kicked back down to the Fifth Circuit. All of a sudden, the same attorney, same case now, is the counsel for United States of America. Same case in two different courts. Because the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals and the Federal Circuit Court of Claims only allows United States. That's Rule 4 and Rule 10. There's no United States of America nonsense up there. Those are constitutional courts. And the DOJ flip-flopped. In the same case, how do they do this? I had to really push on the Fifth Circuit to get them to admit because they didn't have the authority, the appearance of the attorney on the record in the PACER. Anyway, hope you enjoyed this, learned something, and God willing, we will see you next Sunday. What's up with the Federal Rally everywhere?
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting.